that process.
It was made illegal by Clinton. It's
Mm-hmm.
considered cloning.
Okay, so we are discussing now the challenges of laziness. So he says, Kimishi Yirtze, this is Perktes in the Mafsidi Azrizas. Kimishi Yirtze Lachol Achilasoi, someone wants to eat wherever they want, Vamanucha, and be relaxed, Velisha and Shnasoi, and sleep when they want, Beloi Torah, good sleep, Vimoy Leleches im Loi Leitoi, and doesn't want to go walk fast or try to get somewhere quickly, wants to go on his pace. The good Ramele wants to enjoy life. Right? He calls enjoying life, take it easy, etc. How is this guy going to now get up on to show on time? Because he doesn't like fighting against his natural tendency to sleep late. He doesn't like it. He enjoys sleeping. Or the always got to eat quickly because he got to run to shul. Or lots is a dvar mitzvah, or go to some other mitzvah. V'lo yeh lo eis bara. You're not always in charge of your time. Tolshken l'mayr atzmon dvar mitzvah. And definitely, he's not going to run out off his couch to come out for a shir on night seder. So, mi shemargo atzmoi l'min hagos ha'ila, and somebody that accustoms themselves to this way of life, to the comforts of life, and that becomes their primary thing. He's not a free man. In fact, he's just the opposite, because he cannot at all ever decide to do what he wants to do, because he just does what his goof tells him. So he's not in control of himself. Because he has trapped and incarcerated. That's right. His rotzon, his desires, b'masar hahergel, because the hergel of life, the getting used to things. What's the word? The hergel of life, the ongoing being accustomed to things. Nasa tevasheni became a second nature. That is his. He's very strong Lashon. He's Nesar. I love the Lashon. Nesar Ritzoyne B'masar HaHergel HaNasa Tev Hasheni. His desires and his ability to make decisions has been captured by his greater desire to just be lazy and follow his habits. So basically, if a person's not willing to work, then they won't work on themselves. This is exactly what we said yesterday. And this is what Hashem said. This is why the Chazon Ish says that the most dangerous midah, I think we hear a lot about other midos, and we start thinking maybe this midah is bad, this midah is bad. The most dangerous of all midahs, says Chazon Ish, is atzlus, is laziness. Because
Because of what? Because of
Of this,
this.
because then you can't work on anything else. Because then you can't work on anything else. If a person is not lazy and they're willing to work, then they may be able to work on their other midos as well. Okay. Now, he adds, Omnam tsar sheyeda ha'adam ki lo lo menucha hu ba'olam hazeh. A person has to remember they're not putting this world to rest. Elo lo amo v'terach, you're here to work. V'lo yinaga ba'atzmai, elo minaga pilot. Look at yourself as an employee. Ha'isim malacha etzam askireyem, that you're hired to work. Okay, inim ha'shaya oimer, agirei diyamana. We are hired workers. Huh?
My son from last year that we spoke at.
Yeah. I have to give you stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like a soldier in the army. And they're eating quickly. And they sleep in not so strong. And they're constantly ready to battle. One year in Eretz Yisrael, on Hanukkah, we had a made a Hanukkah mesiba. Chol Yotzei Yeshivas Pesach for all Pesach alumni.
They still do it.
But all these yeshivas made.
No, Pesach.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Went in there. So
Yeah.
so that year, the Yitzchak Zilberstein spoke.
How interesting, huh?
So he was talking about stories about Rabbi Yashiv, who's his father. So he said that Rabbi Yashiv did not own slippers.
Did not.
No.
His shoes were so comfortable. And there were slip-ons.
He did not own slippers. So he asked him one time, why don't you own slippers? So he said, did you ever see a soldier wearing slippers on the battlefield? So he said, no. He said, well, why not? Because he's working. So he said, I don't understand. I don't have the purpose for slippers. When I'm awake, I'm a soldier. And when I'm done being awake, I go to sleep. Where's slippers coming from? There's no moment in time that I'm awake that I'm not on a mission. There's a this
Happens to
the,
be it's like a it's a shtickle yeshiva like a lot of the gedolim there still don't wear slippers. They wear slippers. Maybe that's their
that's good for the
So I think a bunch of the older I feel like the picture I used to that.
Is there a milk fine insurance? Is there slippers in base measure to come down like late at night? Is it lives in the building?
We
Is
live
it
in the
not
building,
true?
yeah.
But someone will say, I got goof, I have a goof of my relaxation is wearing slippers and go to the basement and learning my slippers. Yeah, that's from not used to say about Nachum. Nachum said,
Okay.
what's different between the Zman and Bein Zman?
Right.
I wear slippers. The rest of my schedule is exact same. But I'm saying, no, brother, Yashin didn't even have that. So he's saying, a goof. He probably now I'm reading this as a
What
charm.
separated Rabbi Yashiv from the rest of the pack?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not
Is that
comparing
he did
people
not wear
here.
slippers?
What?
That he didn't wear slippers?
Yeah. No, there is a nechuda to that,
I
meaning
guess.
there's an intensity to that that's very, very hard to keep up for 140
Yeah.
years straight. It's not that easy to keep that up, right? So, but and now I'm reading just a charm. Probably Rabbi Yashar meant the Mitzvah Yashar. That's exactly the words of the Mitzvah Yashar. I never have that. So a person who's muchan le'es krav is not wearing slippers. A soldier that's on the battlefront, he's ready to go. So I love that. That's what he said. He said that when I'm awake, I'm on my mission. And when I'm done my mission, I go to sleep. I don't have time to wear slippers.
It's not only that he didn't wear slippers, he didn't own that shit. So it's not something
I
that
mean, he's really
planned.
gonna buy something he doesn't plan on wearing. So I
Yeshiva.
heard a version of that of even people in our, more recently, the Gedolim that they don't have, didn't own a couch. Similar idea. When I'm learning, I'm at my table, and when I go to sleep, I go to bed. Couch doesn't fit it. It's wasted. Which is a good point. But yeah, don't
Maybe they
mention
read in Shabbat
it. Yeah. Exactly. Right. The chiddush of that person was his wife, probably. What did she do?
night. The kids, man.
Huh?
The kids, how they fall asleep in the.
When a person accustoms himself to this, why? If a person mentally understands that we have a mission to do, so he's always ready. He's on the move. He's ready to hear his command for that mission. This is the way of the Torah. The that we are supposed to distance ourselves from menucha in this world. Like it says, Yisachar Chamor Garam, Roiveis Ben HaMishpasayim. He is ready, he just takes catnaps on the side of the road, ready to carry the load. What's the Pella on the end of the Pasuk, Frek the Chazon Ish?
Vayar
Menucha
Menucha
Ketayv. This whole the first part of the pasuk sounds like he's mamish. This is the vart of the Mesillas Yesharim. Mamish, he's ready to go. He never gets into bed. He just parks himself on the side, right, on the road, and he needs a couple minute, 2 minute cat nap. Why? Oh, Vayar Menucha Ketayv. He loves resting. He loves menucha. Stop. Chazanish said advice says if you live life this way, you take and feel enjoyment of the menucha. You're not,
what's menucha?
Menucha is that you're not harried. You have menucha nefesh.
You're a free man.
You're not, you're under total control. Nothing can control you. You are, no situation controls you. No conflict controls you. No situation controls you. You're in total control. See? V'yar menucha kitov. Some of these people are the most ragua, calm people.
Yeah, you see the day then. They meet 1,000 people a day and they're so calm.
But that's what it means. If a person realizes that on every minute they're on a mission, then they will have menucha because they understand that there's something to be doing and they're doing their mission. That's it. Calm. And that's it. All right, heavy duty.
Be on for tomorrow or no?